We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
What will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, it's hour number three of Bart and Han. Alan Hall, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN, 800-919-3776, the number. Get the calls stacked, racked, and ready to go. Are you ready to go tonight at Madison Square Garden? Game 5. Elimination game for the Knicks, the first one of the series. They're up 3-1 with the opportunity to advance to the second round of the playoffs in consecutive years for the first time this century.
And they have a star. A star that's hitting numbers like the answer. He is the answer. He's our answer.
Well, no, it's. I don't think it's... He thought you meant McBride.
No, like Jalen Brunson, like when we did our dig and our research.
Yeah.
His numbers are that of the historical run. So far through four games,
it is amazing that Brunson's numbers when it comes to field goal attempts and points are on par with what Allen Iverson did on their run to the finals in 2001, where he averaged 32.9 points a game on 30 field goal attempts per game, which is an insane amount of field goal attempts for one player to take in a game. But he was their offense.
And no turnovers. That's the beautiful part.
And that's what Brunson.
I bet you AI had way more turnovers.
And so Jalen Brunson is averaging 33 points a game through four games and also taking 29 shots per game. So you're right. It's only through four. Remember, AI did 22 of these, going all the way to game five of the NBA Finals.
Well, how do you count to 22? You got to start at zero and you count to four to get to five, to get to six, to eventually get to 20.
Well, I do think tonight becomes even more important when you think about, as I said, this team feels like a team that has a run in it, right? The way they've played, the road game and all that stuff. And it's all about closing out a series at home, which they haven't done since beating the Pacers in the Eastern Conference Finals in 1999. Where were you in 99? How many of our listeners weren't even born?
I was in high school. I was about to graduate high school.
I was covering hockey.
I started first grade, I think.
First grade, Jake.
Yeah.
Dino, where were you?
You was writing. Do you like me? Circle yes or no. Notes.
What were you doing, Ray Dinahan?
He was at NAMM. This is...
May of 1999, where were you?
Deployed in Afghanistan.
Probably June.
Simplify!
Can't even think. Like, he's like, I don't know. Totally forgot. But that's how long ago it's been.
He pushed those memories out.
I don't want to think about it right now. But still.
Did you have long hair at that time, Ray? Like, did you ever go through like the long
hair? It was the late
90s.
Phase? We all did.
Did you ever go through the long hair, like hair past your shoulders?
He has long hair.
No, I'm talking about like past his shoulders, like rock hair.
It was down to the shoulders, yeah, sure.
Wow. That's a picture we need to see.
That wasn't 90s, though. That was more like later 2000s.
See him jamming.
Yeah.
I'm getting like, what's the guy, Black?
Jack Black?
Yeah, what I come up with.
Jack Black.
People look at me, but go on.
No, I'm saying. Jack Black. because this is like, I'm talking about like the Ultra Universe Ray. You know what I'm saying? Because right now we got the clean cut.
Like School of Rock?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that what he is?
Because I'm trying to figure out.
He's like, doing AC/DC on his stage, like cover band stuff?
Like he did this to clean up before he, you know what I'm saying, cleaned up and stopped partying and stuff. Like, I bet he was like a wild
man. He had to get a job man.
He had the full beard.
Clean it up.
Can you grow a full beard?
No, never had a beard ever.
No.
You can't grow
mutton
one?
Mutton chops, though, probably.
I never tried.
Well, you know, Arthur, like, you ain't never been sick and can't go outside or something. Like, COVID, you ain't let yourself go, didn't care, and see what it looked like.
I never caught COVID.
I I know, but I'm saying you didn't come in. You know,
well, why COVID, wouldn't I shave then?
Why you? Where could you go when you had COVID? When COVID was around, nobody went nowhere.
Whoa. I still went outside.
You went outside for
yeah.
You shaved for what?
There's human beings outside.
Yeah, but what did you shave for? Like, who cared? Like during COVID, like if you get a haircut, you don't get a haircut. Like, who cares? Okay.
I just put the fuzz on my lip.
You should let it grow out and see if like see what it comes, man. You can be a, you know what I'm saying, be a sex symbol, you know what I'm saying?
Is that what I'm going for? Sex symbol?
I'm just saying, like,
how do we get on this?
Have you ever seen James Harden
without questions.
The beard? Unbearable. Can't even look him in the eye.
You see his rookie season photo.
Look in his teeth, like, oh my God, like, give him a beard.
Man has like, the smallest mouth. Like when he smiles, it's like you see like this. Yes. It's all beard.
And he had all them sharky teeth. The bottom row was going 37 different ways. But I'm saying you can grow it out. It'd be like, you know how they say like the beard, like you just change the perspective of the face and everything. Mm-hmm. You just be like, well, I'm not saying you ain't a sex symbol now, but I'm just saying you like grow the beard out, grow the hair out. It's like, it's funny because like you can see that with Rex, right? Because you see like the good Rex and the bad Rex, because all you have to do is look at Rob, and Rob is like the Ultra Universe Rex. You know what I'm saying? He's like, we call him Jesus.
Because he's got the long hair.
Yeah, long
and
hair,
the beard.
Full beard. Yeah, yeah.
And just lets it
Rex,
go.
You see Rex, he like was Miss Cleaver from Leave It to Beaver. Miss Cleaver.
June Cleaver?
Yeah, June Cleaver. Like super clean cut.
Oh, really?
You know what I'm saying? The wife is like wear the sweaters and stuff. Then you go to Rob, she got latex on and like leather. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
Ward, I think you were a little tough on the beaver.
Yeah, come get the beaver.
Anyways,
going to be tough on
it. Is hour number. We want to get all the calls in that we can. Hour number three, Barton Hahn. What's that mean?
It's the beaver. Power, hour, 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 hour.
We're going to get a power hour tonight at the Garden?
Yeah, man. We're going to turn on the lights, too. Like, you don't, like...
Right. Embiid, by the way, has a migraine, didn't participate in the shoot-around this morning. It is expected he's going to play.
Yeah, of course.
But when you hear migraine and you think about the Garden lights and a loud, raucous crowd that wants to get its pound of flesh, you think, what kind of impact could the Garden have tonight? Is this going to be a Garden game? Is this a Garden moment? Yeah. Is this that kind of game that you feel like the players afterwards will talk about the atmosphere and the crowd and how they rode that to the series clincher? You don't want to mess around in this series. I mean, every game has been absolutely tight. The difference in this series scoring-wise is 4 points total. Mm. 4 points.
Four?
Every single game has been tight. It's come down to great finishes. It has been a wildly entertaining and dramatic series. But the Knicks have to take care of business tonight, and how much of – you know, all this mystique about the Garden, all this talk about the Garden and the Garden crowd and the Garden faithful and all that stuff, how much of that can play in tonight and see if after that game, 7th Avenue gets shut down?
I think it's getting shut down. And it comes down, you talk about the difference in wins and losses and points. It comes down to execution late in games. You saw Laurie, where he threw the ball out. You know what I mean? I forgot what game that was where he threw it out of bounds and then we stole it from Max. He hit the three, you know what I mean, and won it that way. Game two, it comes down to late game execution. Mm-hmm. And we have have the better, more capable point guard. When Lowry's in there, he's not really a threat to dribble, penetrate, and score and facilitate. Now, he has all the old school tricks that your uncle have. He going to step up and get ran over on picks, stuff like that. He going to hook your arm and fall backwards so that you get the offensive foul. You know what I mean? He's going to do all those things. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, when you need a bucket, I trust Jalen Brunson going in there and making the right decisions. Just like they thought he was wasting the time. He went in there and was going through the lane and turned and slowed him down with the hezzy. You know what I mean? He's hit the big jump shots. Like, that's what it comes down to. And that's why I'm so grateful, you know, when you think about the Knicks for years needing a point guard, because a point guard makes a lot of the decisions. You know, because they have the ball, and he's used to making the proper decisions and getting guys open. He knows these guys so well, know from being, you know, college teammates where they like the ball, how to get them the ball, and he knows when, you know, you say, you know what, you guys sit down. I'm gonna put this cape on. And I'm show you guys what's up. So that's been the difference. The Sixers look discombobulated. Like even when you know Embiid got
in the fourth
shot,
quarter.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. When it's winning time, right, and it comes down to point guard play. And, you know, you can't ask a big man to make those high-quality decisions because he's going to hold on to the ball. We know Joel, you know, give him the ball. We know that he's not going up and dunking. So, like, when you go on in and a guy's not used to finishing at the basket with finger rolls and stuff like that, it's hard for him because those are shots that traditionally he would just dunk on people. Mm-hmm. But now he's finding himself having to play the English off the backboard, and that's hit or miss. The highest percentage shot for him is just to go up there and dunk. But he knows every time he's tried to dunk, he's come down and hurt himself. So I'm emboldened in that, you know, the Knicks take care of business, that the crowd and, you know, all the anxiety and the headaches, that come from stress. That comes from the stress of the gravity that you guarantee pretty much victory. If you get sent home in five, not seven, then you really got a lot of crow to eat. You know, we're the better team. Okay, you guys are relatively healthy. They've not only lost, you know, Julius Randle's not playing, but they lost Mitchell Robinson. They don't have Bogdanović. Like, and they still beat y'all. How the hell are y'all the better team?
Yeah, I mean, look, he had to say what he had to say there, but this is – the crowd gets its first shot at Embiid since everything that happened in Philadelphia. There was a lot of outrage about all that stuff. That's why it's really going to be interesting tonight to just see what that building is like. It is the Power Hour brought to you by Open Road Auto Group. Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. And we give you the rest of the show to let us know how you feel about this game tonight. This is that time. These are the stories. If you're younger and you heard all about the 90s and blah, 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 and you're tired of hearing about it, this is what we're talking about. If this Knicks team is going to go on a run, you win games like this at home. You take care of business right now, and you almost have to look at the Sixers and say to yourself, are you ready to let go of the rope? Do you have what it takes? You have to win. You have to win the rest of the series. You got to win out. Yeah. If you have a chance here, do you have it in you to continue to scratch and claw with a team like us? That's basically what the Knicks have to look at the Sixers in the eye and say, you got it in you? Can you do that? Because you know this Knicks team is not going away. And so what you want is to see if the Sixers at some point tonight, because of the crowd noise and the intensity and how hard the Knicks are playing, just finally go, we're done. And Let go of the rope.
And it's finally starting to fall your way. Not that the Knicks aren't dealing with their share of injuries.
Oh, they certainly are. No Bogdanović tonight. But Mitchell Robinson's questionable.
But no Dame Dalla.
Well, look at the East.
No Porzingis.
We don't know the deal with him, but he got hurt last night.
The one person that they couldn't afford to lose, the one person that makes them not a three-point jump shooting team that intimidates and controls the lane, the one person, if they said they can lose somebody, they can maybe lose Jrue Holiday.
Yeah. Right? They're still 21-6 without Porzingis, though, so it's not like they're
– I'm talking about how they match up with the Knicks.
But I agree with that,
and that depth. Yep. Like, we thought, hey, man, listen, if they get to see Boston – you know what I'm saying? And we lose, we understand. But now with the...
You're not wrong. Oh. You're not wrong, Bart.
Damn!
You are not wrong.
Damn! Somebody call 911. Tell them I've been shot down and the bullets in my heart. Cause she pierced me through my soul.
That
feel my
just,
body
just caught my
cold.
Eye. And I had to look up and I was like, you are not
finally
wrong.
Finally, Screen 2 was winning.
Yeah, Screen 1 was winning earlier. All right, let's get to the calls. 800-919-3776.
Who won't smoke with me?
Let's Carl and Queen, start us off.
Mr. Scott, Mr. Hahn, what's up, fellas?
What's happening?
Hey, just wanted to pile on to some more New York Knicks talk before game five. I have a question for you, Alan.
Yeah.
But just about the whole retaliation that our fan base had after game three, I really agreed with Bart. We don't have that kind of team, but I will tell you what kind of team we do have with the best fans in the entire NBA and also this superstar named Jalen Brunson, who will end up better than Allen Iverson. You could take that to the bank.
Ooh,
wow, but, that's strong.
Ooh,
let's take it one series at a time.
Ooh.
No, of course, but we can just keep that to the side for now. But I just want to bring up Josh Hart and OG Anunoby, Alan, and stop me when I'm wrong. Two of the best defenders in the league. OG has, I'm sorry, he has shut Embiid's ass down this series. Especially in the fourth quarter of the last game, and Josh Hart can cover the corner three backside screen better than anyone I've ever seen in my life. these two guys, seriously, have been so key. And but let me just ask you, Alan. So now I'm just going to assume Mitch and Boyan are out tonight, okay? So is Tibbs actually going to run a seven-man rotation?
Yes.
Or
yes.
Do I dare even mention
game.
Alec Burks?
It's like, no, it's a closeout game. Closeout game.
Okay.
So you want to win this game. You're not going to introduce new players. You shut this game down. Like that's what you do. Carl, I'm telling you that you can't just all of a sudden a guy that sat for three games, just throw him in and then just go, here, you got to be great now when the intensity is ratcheted up. No, you go seven and you play your 45-minute game and you say to yourself, we don't have to play now till Sunday. Like that's what you tell yourself.
Right.
So you got to empty the tank tonight. Because you don't want to go to Philadelphia. You don't want to mess around at all. You got to take this game tonight, and if it means playing seven guys, you play seven guys. And that's it. Because you can. You know
I'm
you can.
I'm with you, Alan.
Yeah, that's
I'm
how I would
with
do
you,
it.
Alan. Let's go, Nick, baby.
All right, Carl. Thank you. David in Schenectady.
Alan Burke.
What? David.
Hey, how we doing?
What's up?
Han. I've been waiting for this moment for a long time.
Oh, he's going Han Solo on me.
Okay. Elimination.
Ah, yeah.
Run.
Oh.
Boys.
I like
are
the
we ready?
That was some serious.
Yo, I'm getting the best. Like,
you get involved.
I got a song
he's
for you,
involved.
David.
He's getting involved. He's getting involved.
Yeah.
He's getting involved.
Hey.
Involved.
Hey. Hey.
He's getting involved.
Hey.
Got it.
Hey.
All
hey.
Night.
Another.
All
he's
night.
Involved.
Sing this song all
he's
night.
Up.
All night in the building. Oh, you know what else you want to hear tonight in the building? How about this one?
I was five and he was six.
Ready?
We rode on horses made of sticks. He wore black and I wore white.
Listen to this.
He would always win the fight.
Bang!
He shot me down.
Bang!
I hit the ground.
Bang! Bang!
That awful sound.
Bang!
There you
my
go.
Baby shot me down.
That's what you want. That's what you want in the building tonight.
Bang!
That's Kill Bill. Yo, that's the RZA. RZA did that soundtrack.
There you go. Like, I mean, all of it. All of it tonight, David. You brought some music. I appreciate it, man. Like, that's what we want. That kind of energy. These are like you gotta have fun.
Yeah,
you
man.
Know, if they lose, we'll rip it all apart tomorrow. But yeah, going into a game like this, this is fun. This is what it's about. We have not had this kind of fun. It's too many times in between runs where you've got teams winning in New York, right? Right? Am I right, Bart?
Yeah, man.
You gotta enjoy it, man. Like enjoy it tonight. The building should be completely crazy. Great environment. This is what you want.
What's the restaurant across the they got a restaurant right across in that building where they have the garden.
There's a lot of restaurants.
No, but it's the one. Los Tacos down at the end.
Los Tacos is
yeah.
the new place.
Well, that's it. But you know, that's in Grand Central. Those tacos are ridiculous.
Yeah, they got one now.
It's like crack, yeah, right across. But they got the one with the blue ribbon.
Blue ribbon.
Yeah, it's like Blue Ribbon. Oh, man, it's a steakhouse. Like, Blue Ribbon make all the chicken and stuff around here.
Okay.
But Blue Ribbon's good.
Yeah, but they got their one. That's why I took Tesla, man. You can go over there and get...
Oh, okay.
You can get sake drunk. You know what I'm saying? I need everybody there going over there before the game.
You got all the bars down 7th Avenue.
Doing a tailgate. And I want sake drunk, sake bomb.
You got tracks on 31st.
I want Irk and Jerk.
Yeah,
I want you in there.
Stout.
I want them out there belligerent. I want... Matter of fact,
seriously, I'm telling you right now.
If you don't blow a 2-0, you can't come in.
If they
breathalyze test to come in.
If they do close out tonight, I really do want to see 7th Avenue shut down. 31st to 34th Street, shut it down.
Yeah.
Right? That's what you want to see, that kind of energy. Merv in Queens, Merv.
Alan.
What's happening, Merv?
What up, though?
Oh, listen, he went
you
to Detroit.
You're talking the talk, man. Alan, you better step out onto 7th Avenue. I'm going to put some nice lemon cherry gelato in there.
I like it.
Pop up for 5 minutes, man.
I will. I go to the window to check, and if it gets crazy enough. Last year, I'm on the record. I went out on the sidewalk last year. I did.
Alan's going streaking.
I weigh 300 pounds. I might take off my orange polo shirt.
Oh, man.
You don't have to do all that. You should paint your areolas, man.
I wouldn't do that either.
One blue, save the areola painting for the finals.
One blue, one orange.
No,
baby. Let's not paint areolas.
Orange and blue skies.
No, please don't.
Don't go goofy on me. You're from Detroit, man. I'm not piercing my nipples, Bart.
I said paint. I ain't say pierce them. I said paint them.
Listen, Bart, you guys are on fire today, Bart.
What up?
What's going on? You predicted the Super Bowl score. Tell me what's going on tonight, Alan. Tell me what's going on. And, of course, a little hit me with a little Capone and Noriega. Y'all don't want to with us. Talk to you guys tomorrow.
Jake's got that. Bart, you going to predict me? Well, should we do a Bart Shadamas in the final segment?
No, I should just. Bart Shadamas is retired until September.
We can't bring him out at all.
He came out before.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, he went back. He came back out for y'all and went back in.
Well, I just want a little prediction. That's what Merv's asking for.
He in Columbia. He in a black hole with A-Rod.
Oh, boy.
So what do we got? Oh, you want to know the score?
Yeah, I want a score.
Okay. Oh, what the hell? Who's opened my casket?
Bart Shadamas, we need a final score for tonight's Knicks Sixers. Knicks are favored by 4.5, by the way.
Oh, I'm seeing the Earth version, the African Shrek. Oh, the migraines. He can't finish. I'm seeing Joel and B as time winds down. They're down so much that he's sitting down with the towel over his head in disbelief that he's getting sent home in the first round. As I look into the Raptors and I glance past Spike in his puffy coat, even though it's hot outside. But he has the puffy vest on because he thinks it's good luck. Oh, but it is. I'm seeing a score. Oh, 109 to 104.
Oh, close one.
So it is said.
Oh, I can't handle that.
So it shall be.
We're going streaky! Yeah!
109-104. You're just taking that barely over, right?
It's a defensive game.
So take the Knicks
in
the 4.5, and you'll be okay. Vegas always knows, don't they?
Yes, sir.
They always know. We got more calls to get to 800-919-3776. But Bart's got to tell me about BetMGM.
Oh, they must know that it's the best already because they had me do this read 3 times, baby. The NBA playoffs are here and the Knicks are in. It's time for you to hit the court with BetMGM, an authorized betting partner of the NBA. Download the BetMGM app today and make every playoff game, every vital play mean so much more than ever with same-game parlays, live betting options, player props, boosted odds specials, and the best daily promotions in the business. With the BetMGM app at your fingertips, you can experience the excitement of wagering on the NBA playoffs and get in on the blue and orange action as your Knicks, your New York Knicks, drive the lane. Find out why basketball fans love BetMGM, the official sports betting partner of Madison Square Garden and the New York Knicks. Download the app and take the king of sportsbooks with you wherever you go. See BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older to wager and physically present in New York or New Jersey only. Gambling problem? Call New York. In New York, call 877-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY at 467-369. In New Jersey, make it simple. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
what will I become? Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. K-Show coming up, of course, top of the hour. And then Knicks coverage. And by the way,
Is that Tretch?
That sounds like Tretch, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's it? That's all you had for me?
Yeah, he gave me the thumbs up. I was just like, it was different. I had never heard that song.
By the way, note the start time tonight. 7 p.m. tip-off.
Damn, 7 p.m.?
Yeah, we have three games tonight.
You got to get straight through it, man. You got to get straight through rush hour. How you going to get there, son?
What do you mean? I got to get down to the
garden. I ain't talking about you. I'm talking about like people coming in outside of the boroughs to come.
I don't know how many people know this, by the way, because usually people are used 7:30. 7:30. We cannot have a later arriving crowd.
I'm saying, are we going to have like the Miami Heat?
That's always bad in Miami.
Through traffic?
No. 7 o'clock is the tip-off, everybody.
Damn.
6:30 is your pregame coverage,
bro. 7 o'clock. That mean you got to take your outfit, clothes to the garden. You got to take with you to work. You got to change in the bathroom.
That's what I do.
Or in your office if you got one, the cubicle.
That's what I do.
Yeah, but you getting paid to show up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. It's work.
They're in a deficit.
Yeah. So again, 7 p.m. tip for those who did not know that.
I wonder tonight if somebody punches Bobby Portis. See, like this is what I'm.
All right, yeah, we got Indiana and Milwaukee. This game in Milwaukee, the Bucks Pacers series, they're also elimination because they're playing without Dame, without Giannis.
Yeah,
Bobby Portis got thrown out early in that game.
Yeah,
and in Indiana.
But what I hate about that is they got a built-in excuse. Like I understand the Giannis built-in excuse, but they should still be able to be as good of competitive and be able to beat. You know what I'm saying? Indiana with Dame Dollar and Portis and Bobby and Lopez and Middleton, who's been hurt, I understand. But if this ain't an example that you can't depend on Chris Middleton, I don't know what. But Giannis has to take ownership of the fact that he fought for those guys to be signed back instead of them moving on and maybe getting a different type of piece. He wanted to go with Middleton, who hasn't been healthy all year and is showing signs of being one of these players that's breaking down as they get older. And now Giannis is probably going to be looking for his exit, and Dame's going to be looking for his exit. And it's going to be this this black hole, this vacuum that used to be like one of the teams that had like a five-year run where they were just one of the best ran organizations. I think the narrative is going to be, they won one, but they should have at least competed for two.
You have Giannis as doubtful tonight. You have Lillard as doubtful tonight. Middleton is probable. And so is Patrick Beverley. That's the injury report there. Halliburton's questionable, has back spasms, but he did for game four and still played.
No, he the youngest dude with the bad back or something.
Hamstring. Remember, he had the hamstring. So you know what happens. It works. It goes up.
Yeah, it's tightened. Well,
the hamstring issues usually lead to back issues.
Well, that's why you got to worry about or Achilles injuries.
Oh, no.
That's why you got to worry about Porzingis. When you hear the calf.
Yeah, that calf with him is something that we're keeping an eye on.
It's a long-ass calf.
That is not that was when he came up, the way he also pulled up lame like that, that was definitely something that if you're a Celtics fan, there's major concern there. Mitchell Robinson listed as questionable, but he posted on his IG yesterday about the F around and find out.
Mm-hmm.
He's posted that, so I'm really curious to see what we get
to find out
him.
If he's going to get his retribution.
Yeah.
Like, dude made you miss a game. What you going to do to him? I'm waiting for him to take this little soft stuff off, man, and start protecting himself. He's supposed to be the enforcer. Like, he's supposed to be the goon. You let this dude grab you like that, and you just get up and smile in his face. You should at least act like you was upset.
Like I said.
Like you was going to smack him or something.
You know, I've always been about the, you know, again, that's the toughness of the 90s, and I loved all that stuff. But I'm telling you, there is no place in today's game for that. It'll cost you a game.
It's fake. You don't have to do anything, but you can at least act like it, especially when you know they're going to break it up. At least act like it so he'll think about it second.
Oh, you mean just at least just talk some stuff?
Yeah, get up and get in his face and push him or say, hey,
What did you think of Brunson doing that in game four when he started talking to him?
That's the appropriate thing.
Like he was barking at him.
That's the appropriate thing. Like
I'm going to make your crowd turn on you.
Listen.
And he did.
How am I going to let Problem Child have to fight my fights? DiVincenzo, the toughest dude out there. We got a little redhead Problem Child coming up there.
Did you call him Problem Child?
You know what I'm saying? Like, why we got to depend on Problem Child to bring the smoke? Like, get in his face.
It's Delaware. Delaware rolls like that.
Y'all the same height, damn near. Like,
that's
bro,
the Michael Jordan of Delaware.
That is the Michael Jordan of Delaware.
I would have went nose to nose with Embiid. They would have had to break us up, but I wouldn't have took one back.
And just
step.
Start barking?
I say, hey, boy, you do that again, we're going to have some real problems. Yeah, you want to grab my ankle? You got a knee, right? Do it again. Watch what happened. Mm-hmm. All bets are off. Now you make the decision. But if it happens again, it's going to be some smoke in the city.
Instead, it was DiVincenzo.
Yeah.
Hey! Like, hey, man, get off the gate. Like,
and like Joel Embiid was looking left and right, like, who the hell talking to me? What? Man, if you don't get your little ass up, you talking, hey. You talking to my sternum. He was talking to Joel Embiid's sternum.
Oh, man. Take Candy in Jersey. Candy.
It's like Candy.
Hey, what's up? What's up, Alan? Hi, Bart.
What's happening?
How y'all doing? Listen, two things. I want to make 2 points. I'm going to just throw this first one out there. Bart made a comment about the beef song and kind of igniting the crowd. But you already know the Knicks don't need, the crowd don't need extra. But if they did want to pull a little mini fake Willie Reed, they'll just toss Mitchell's name out there, put him... I know he's questionable, but just put him in the starting lineup or put him on the court for warm-up. That'll have the crowd into it. Like, oh, he in there. I'm just throwing that out there.
I'm sure he will.
I'm up your scenario. Like, he going to lead the game, but, like, you just let him come up, and then they tip the ball the first transition.
Just deck him.
You just make him set a back pick on Joel. You see what I see? Like, you make him set a hard back pick.
Game blouses.
It's just because the crowd just want to clap. It's like, again, I ain't going to never compare this to Willis Reed coming out with the leg. You know what I mean? But it's kind of like, hey, all right, the crowd into it. Whatever.
Yeah, you're going to ride the wave. You're going to ride that emotion, Candy. I know exactly what you're saying. There's got to be something that definitely feeds off of what the energy of the crowd, and then you give the crowd even something more to feed off of, and you want to – look, that's what home court advantage is supposed to be, right?
It's supposed to be, but this is where I do also agree with Bart when it comes – now, this is my point to the game, right? When you look at this series, the Knicks have shown that their fight is really a fight. Not the physical punching around and being all like that. I'm talking about the game.
Yeah,
when we
are
desperately scrapped. When we scrap, we get in these. We are. That's how we execute. What Philly's shown, and when they go to execute, is that they want the call. They don't want the ball because they want the rep. They've called on it from the coach on down to the point guard on down to your main man. Every time they want something, they're crying. They're not scrapping for the ball. They're not going for the ball. They just want to be bailed out, and they want to go about it that way when they're desperate tonight. Let them bail out when a call for the fouls and beg the refs to help them out. But we ain't doing that. We're not begging for the refs. We coming, we balling, and we taking this game. Thank you for letting me put my point in there. I appreciate y'all. Let's go, Knicks.
I love it. Candy had some bars there. Did you hear that?
Yeah, and
that's a great call.
I think after the series over, we should petition to make Joel Embiid go play for Team Africa. Go play for Team Cam. We don't want no suckers like that on Team USA.
We're going to do this again.
We don't want no suckers.
It's going to be an everyday thing until USA.
It's no Team
Africa. Go to Team Cameroon. Go play for Team Cameroon. Cameroonian.
I'm about to go play for Team Tamarin the way you're acting today. And when I see on screen one.
Oh, you're going to Team? Okay.
Is it Admiral Tamarin today? By the way, did you see what's going on the show?
I can talk about the pins on the shoulders, the lapel pins.
I don't know. Admiral. I don't know if that's what Jake's talking about, though.
Oh, no, no.
Jake might be more into the music that's happening on the show right now.
You like Jake?
Might have to go get some almond milk while I'm down there.
Is it giving Erykah Bafoufou?
Yeah, like a spring off, like, you know, between her and, like, Lauryn Hill.
Erykah Bafoufou.
Okay. You guys can get caught up in that. I'm going to go to Jim.
Matter of fact, I need a quesadilla. Go
Rocky
give me a
Point.
Go give me a quesadilla.
What's up, Jim?
Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Good.
I really appreciate you taking my call. I'm really excited about this roster that we have. I'm really excited about the game. Every game is, like, amazing games. They're playing their heart out. Yesterday, I was trying to get through. You guys were fielding calls, and KD kept coming up about these trades, bringing him here and all this nonsense. That is the last thing. We need to smash that, kill that, dead that.
Why?
Right now.
Why?
We don't want him here. His mentality as a player, he is the most physically gifted scorer, all that. But his mentality as a player does not fit this locker room.
When has he let you down? He's an easy sniper. He works hard on the defensive end.
I think he'd fit perfect.
Man, he's the perfect fit.
Man,
like, he plays great defense, and, man, you talking about somebody need a shot?
Oh, forget it.
He's going to defer to Brunson. He's going to let Brunson bring the ball up.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point.
He's not a guy that's going to all of a sudden take over the room and be like a huge presence. He's just going to fit in.
Yeah.
I think he's looking for a team like
that. He's a perfect compliment. What did he do when he went to Golden State?
Yeah.
He let Stephen handle the leadership stuff, and he just fit in and made shots.
Yeah. You sure? All right, Jim, I'm going to give you two scenarios. Jim, let me give you two scenarios. Sure. All right, door number one, and these are all hypothetical, just ridiculous, but I'm going to give you anyway. Door number one, Kevin Durant, right? It's going to cost you some draft picks. You bring him in, and he plays. 2 years, he's gone. Yeah, and in 2 years, he's gone, right?
He's basically a hired gun,
36 years old, right? Yeah, that's door number one. Door number two, use a second-round pick to get Bronny, and then get LeBron James. Which door are you opening?
I'm taking door number three, and I'm waiting for Randall to come back, and I want to see Brunson as the superstar.
You want Randall?
I want Randall on the court with Josh Hart, DiVincenzo. Mm. These guys, KD does not fit in with them. Bro. His mentality,
First of all, KD ain't nothing soft about KD.
No, he's not soft.
If anybody see him banging with Karl Anthony Towns after he giving up 50 pounds, you should say ain't nothing soft about him. He not running away from that matchup.
I understand that the talent.
I know what you're saying.
Blind.
You're saying the scrappy part.
I just can't take. I don't want a hired gun to come in here and win us.
Okay.
Why would we not want to do it off the back of the guy because you don't have enough, man.
I see what he's saying. I see what Jim's saying. Thank you, Jim.
Jim, because you don't have enough, man.
That's what I need.
You're going to eventually run into Porzingis and Tatum. You're going to need
that Celtics team is loaded.
Scoring. You need somebody that can go.
And what
shot
did the Celtics
shot?
Do? The Celtics did. That's not all players that built together. That's a new team because they added Jrue Holiday and Kristaps Porzingis.
They got two hired guns.
Like, that's what you got to do. You have a core, and that's special.
What did the Nuggets do?
And now you know we got to add to this.
What did the Nuggets
well,
do?
They went Aaron out and got, Gordon.
Right. That was a hired gun.
That was a good one.
But
a very
what'd
good
they
one.
Need?
But I like
and before that, it was the other dude that got Brown.
Bruce Brown, they brought him in as well. But that's just like anything roster building. As you get close, you realize the right piece could get you over the top. The Raptors were all draft picks.
Yeah,
the Raptors were all draft picks.
Yeah, all the Nova guys
and
are
outside
Deuce.
They traded DeRozan away, brought in Kawhi, and it was for a short. It was a hired gun that won you a championship,
mm-hmm.
and that's kind of how you're going to have to do it in this case. But I understand what he's saying. I get what he's saying.
I don't understand what he's saying.
Because you kind of fans fall in love with a group that goes through the pain, and you
want to
see
here.
It. But DeRozan was the sacrificial lamb for that championship because DeRozan grew up with all those guys, but didn't get a chance to be there in the end.
So name the champion, right? Anthony Davis, hired gun.
Yep.
Like the big three. Ray Allen, Kevin Garnett, hired gun.
Yeah, all of them. Yeah.
Rasheed Wallace.
Paul Pierce was the only player that stayed.
Yeah. Rasheed Wallace, hired gun.
Yeah.
Like, you name me the championship team, I'll name you the hired gun.
It's always about the pieces you add to the core that you put together, and then you say, okay, now you've got something. And that's all you got to look at. And when you have an offseason coming up,
he might have
that ability.
He said no to LeBrick Brick. Come on.
At 40 years old.
I don't
That's the only thing that makes you kind of cringe.
Man,
40?
He averaged 30.
Look at him last night. He plays at a high level. It's amazing.
Just think, he'll be able to rest because he can just be the help defender because we got straight up dogs that's going to go ahead and play that defense on the hard dudes.
Yeah.
Brian ain't going to have no hard cover ever.
Well, we'll see. That's the offseason. But right now, what the Knicks want to do tonight is put the Sixers into the
Oh, no, we ain't on that?
Into the offseason. No. No, what we have, though, is more for you.
Can somebody do an AI picture of Ray with a beard and long hair?
Yes, let's do that. Ah, the road to the NBA Finals starts now. New customers on FanDuel can go on their own playoff run with $150. Just place any $5 bet, and you'll get $150 in bonus bets. Win or lose, to use during the NBA playoffs, you can bet on three-pointers made in a game. Celtics always seem to go over. Over-under point totals, I take under. A lot of times with the Knicks, their defense and the way they play. Minnesota, too, by the way. They'll keep you on an under.
Mm-hmm.
First basket score, do your homework, watch teams, and see. They always call, like, the first place scripted to whomever they want to get going early. Just go to FanDuel.com/Allen. You can get started. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. 21 older, physically present in New York. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable. Bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text OPENY 467-369.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right. Time to get serious now.
Okay, okay. I got a
$100. Remember, this is the song that Josh Hart sang in his car when he got traded to the Knicks.
New York.
It's like it.
Don't let 50 hit it.
This video, like he took video of himself in his car.
Don't let 50. He'll never.
And he's
get
singing
a
this song
on power. He'll after never he got be, traded, he'll never be part of one of the spinoffs.
Well, I'm just telling you what he did. I mean, I'm not saying it's kind of like. What is it with beef, man? Why has everybody got to have beef now?
Everybody agitated. Everybody been holding stuff
everybody
up.
Everybody's just mad. Out.
Hey, on the low, ain't nobody.
Well, don't say that about him because he'll come at you. It's like, damn.
The hottest beef song out. Still, Chris Brown, Body and Quavo.
Yeah.
Got bodied by R&B. Damn. When Takeoff died, the daughter was hoping it was you was said, oh.
Yeah, that was bad.
Woo!
That line is definitely.
Woo! Oh.
You don't recover from that line.
Yeah. We ain't heard from Quavo since. He going to skip NBA All-Star Weekend altogether next year.
So how loud is the building going to be tonight? Like, I'm going to be there. Once we're done with pregame, I'm going to be in my usual spot by the tunnel. I want to feel it. I want to hear it. I just want to see what kind of a sound we're going to get tonight, a classic Garden sound. In what could be, if they can close this out, that'll really tell you a lot about this team. Close this out in five, and you can really start thinking to yourself, all right, there's something in this team. There's something about this team. This could be a run. Rangers already into the second round. Can the Knicks join them tonight? K-Show coming up next. And that is the Power Hour brought to you by Open Road Auto Group. Open Road, Mercedes-Benz, BMW, and Audi offer excellent pricing and first-class experience. Choose Open Road for your next new or pre-owned vehicle. Visit us online at openroad.com. Bart, see you tomorrow.
I holla.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.